Hey, this is your host, Booker Snow. If you got a minute, let me holler at you.
Hey, welcome to the spot where we're not here to talk at you. We're here to talk with you. So let me holler at you.
So, we talk about love mostly on this show. I mean, you know, I am a writer of romantic, poetic letters, and I have a few short films and a few other things that I've worked on that focus on love, because to me, love is an inevitable thing. It's something that must take place, whether we acknowledge it, whether we participate, whatever's going on, love is always existent and is necessary. But I've been watching a lot of podcasts lately, a lot of different shows, and even just social media in general. You know, they have little clips on there. And it's a lot of contingencies that have been created when it comes to speaking on a subject of love involving relationships. One of my favorite is always the who's the prize. I find it entertaining because I can't believe people are jousting over whose value is higher. In a relationship, when in relationship, it's two people, two humans, two lives, and each one of those lives should be taken as it, you know, is presented. You know, we are all priceless beings. We are created. We've been molded. And you would think that the person across from you would have a similar interest in seeing you succeed as much as they want to succeed themselves. I don't believe that there's anything that my mate would have to sell me in order for me to value them more, you know? So the prize, it amazes me how much people really want to be this pretty packaged individual with a bow on top of them to make them seem like they're worth more than the person across from them. Or that they bring more value to this imaginary table that people love to have discussions about so badly. The table itself, I still don't understand where that came from. Like, one of my favorite questions is, who taught you that? Or who told you that? Where did you learn that from? So when we start talking about the subject of the table, it does lead me to wonder, like, who initially created this whole subject of someone bringing more to a table than another? Reciprocation doesn't necessarily resemble the way it was given out. I mean, just because someone physically gives you something doesn't mean reciprocation has to be something given an equal value. The value is in the person that's given it. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I would think in return, you know, sometimes reciprocation is as easy as a thank you or a hug or whatever that person, you know, grants, you know, as adequate, you know, as far as whatever the return is. For some people, they want a, you know, larger return on investment, you know, but either way it goes, you know, it shouldn't devalue or make anything less of an experience than you've had with the person across from you. So I guess my question is how do we create value of one human or one person's actions over another? I can see if we're talking about circumstances, there's just some circumstances that I'd rather not be involved in. I can't help anyone in or out of their abusive relationship if they don't want to be out of that relationship. I can't help anybody raise their child if they don't want their child to be brought up with any other alternative experiences or perspectives than the initial parent. You know, you can't do more for others than they want done for themselves. So, I mean, where does this all go? Like, how do we create this value? Is it based on our perception, our perspectives? Is it based on our wants, our needs? Like, what creates the actual value of one person over another to someone? I was watching a video on YouTube not too long ago. And a gentleman mentioned, he said, I can't be with a woman that I'm not attracted to. That's fair. You know, I've heard several women say that as well. They can't be with a man they're not attracted to. Now, what creates that attraction is to each his own. For me, I'm big on the heart, but I'm also big on how people resolve with some of the issues or experiences they've had. I don't think everything has a complete conclusion, but, you know, it's important to me to know that people are able to mature and, you know, beyond their circumstances or their situations, that they're able to grow and build and become more than they were before. For me, that creates what was called a high valued woman, or what I like to call an adequate, person, you know. Now, does their value go up for me? For me personally, yes, but they're still not more important in the journey than any other person. They may mean more to me individually, but they're not more important. And I don't think necessarily because they handle something a certain way makes them more valuable or more important, I say, of a human based on what we're looking to build or the journey we're willing to take with each other. I don't put me over them, and I don't think they should put them over me. But in saying that, I do think it's important for you to take care of you. I think that's super important for someone to recognize their own self-value. Not to rank themselves necessarily, but to have understanding with self and what the goal is and whatever their, what their purpose is in this journey and in their journey. What are they looking to truly achieve? I think the value comes maybe in that. I know this young lady, or I'm coming to know her. She's becoming a good friend. And we've had a talk, and, you know, I've been able to enjoy our conversation. Her value, I don't know if she truly knows her value. I don't know if she truly understands her value. Because I don't know if she's gotten to that point of her journey, but she expresses what her value is to herself and her art. She does some amazing art pieces. And if that was to speak for her on her behalf, I guess she does value herself extreme, like very highly, because her artwork is amazing to me. Like it's just dope. Like I don't even have the adequate words to really say like how much I enjoy her art pieces. Like they're phenomenal. You know, but seeing her artwork, I get to see how her mind works, what she thinks of herself, how she perceives herself. And in getting to see that, it's like, wow, you really do regard yourself, you know, and or see yourself in high regard. And for me, that's something I would consider attractive, or like, you know, that brings the value of that person up for me and with me because of how they see themselves. It's not an arrogant or a cocky way. It's not that she's the end all to any and everything, but it just shows how much care, that she puts into her work. You know, when somebody puts that kind of care into their own work, that has to say something grand about that individual. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I would like to hear, you know, reach out to me on social media, or, you know, however you able to contact me. I'm not hard to find. But I would like to know what you think as far as like value, like what makes the person from you across from you more valuable? What makes them, you know, bring something more to the table than you? Like, when would you, cause I mean, you wouldn't want to be with somebody less than, would you? I mean, what's the point of somebody getting with someone that doesn't add any value to an existing space? or doesn't build you up or lift you up, why would you be with somebody that you don't lift up, that you don't admire, that you don't look at in a way to where it's almost heroic in a sense? They should inspire you. They should make you want to get up and do something more. Like, my daughters make me get up in the morning. They make me try. You know, as much as I would like to just sit down sometimes and do nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, or just enough to make sure all of my bills are paid, you know, my daughters give me that little extra fire to get my ass up and do a little bit more. You know, isn't that something you would also seek in a partner? And of course, it's not the same as in that relationship with, as far as with your children, nothing crazy like that. But, you know, eventually someone comes along, and whether it's a son or a daughter, someone sweeps them up and they make them feel good about themselves. Wouldn't you want somebody to come along and make them feel amazing, or like they could achieve anything? You know, right now I'm single. You know, and the person that I inspire to date, you know, or aspire to date, or, you know, I would want to build them up. I would want to add to what it is that they're chasing. Like, I want to help them achieve their goals. And again, I don't want to hijack anyone's journey. I don't want to take over somebody's dreams and goals. But if they need to, you know, if they need balance, if they need encouragement, if they need truth, if they need kind word, like whatever, I would like to be that individual that offers them that. You know, I would think they deserve it, especially if we're giving each other our time. That's our most valuable commodity. You know? So that person would have to have some level of high value, right? What dictates that? What is that thing that catches your attention that goes, yes, I want to give this person my time. I want to give this person my space. I want to give this person my energy. I want to maneuver or exist in a similar frequency with this person. You know, I want to become a piece of them. I want them to become a piece of me. What kind of value does a person have in order for you to do that? And if it's just someone that you may not look at in that regard, does that make them less valuable to you? It doesn't to me necessarily. It just means maybe I'm not, you know, in tune with that individual the way I am with someone else. But as far as the value of a person, I would think that, you know, we all have a similar value. We're humans. We're flesh and bone. We're creations. And we're creations that create. You know, as spiritual beings having a human experience, I would think that it's super important for us to acknowledge that spiritual portion. And how does one become less than unless they deny that spiritual portion completely? No. I don't know. I mean, these are just random thoughts, stuff that, you know, I'm just rambling at this point. But I think that I'm hoping at least that in me having this, you know, this thought session, I guess, that it causes some kind of, you know, that it causes ripples. You know, I thought those ripples cause waves and something bigger is kind of created. But I am in a space when it comes to the discussion of a person's value. I've listened to several podcasts that talk about high value men and high value women, but it always comes down to a dollar amount, you know, or how much someone can pay for, or what experiences someone has to create on someone else's behalf. You know, why is that other person's responsibility? You know, I don't look for anybody to create an experience for me. However, I would love to enjoy some experiences with someone that, you know, has equal interest. You know, I don't want to, like, I like wrestling. I wouldn't want to go to WrestleMania with somebody that hates wrestling. That's pointless. I still watch anime, cartoons, stuff like that. Like, I just went and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie not too long ago. And I know I'm probably dating this conversation at this point, but whatever. But I don't have a problem doing stuff like that. Like, I enjoy it. That's me. You know, I watch Marvel movies, DC movies, animated movies. This is what I enjoy. You know, everybody doesn't have to enjoy what I enjoy. That doesn't make them less valuable to me, but it also doesn't add anything to my experience within those specific spaces. And I wouldn't want anybody to force themselves into those spaces. I would want to be with somebody that equally enjoys those spaces. We don't have to enjoy everything together, of course. You know, I enjoy museum trips. No matter what, at the end of the day, it's always going to be about the little things. You know, like what really attracts you to someone? What makes you feel good about that person? What you two have in common? What you don't have in common? What you guys, I don't know, like how well do you complement each other's space? Things of that nature. You know, I think those are the things that may cause people to dictate value. You know? But I really am interested to know, like, it can't be just finances. You know, it has to be the experience of at some point, doesn't it? You know, to sit down and have coffee with someone and talk about spiritual balance or, I don't know, just the universe, time. I've had conversations with people about how the air feels that day, you know, or just the experience of sitting in the grass, you know, the sound that the wind makes when it blows through the trees. You know, I would think those are the things that we hold in high regard when talking about someone's value or really coming to understand another individual. But again, I don't know who, you know, who am I? I'm just me. You know, we all have the right to have a different view of different things and to have different understanding, you know. But I am interested in knowing what some of you think. If it ever crosses your mind or if you feel like putting the energy forth, definitely hit me up on social media. My Instagram recently updated. So it's Booker B. Snow, I like Booker B. Snow the Third. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. Just pull me up under Booker Snow. You know, I'll hit you back. But I'm definitely interested in seeing what some of you think. And, you know, I mean, I'm not hard to find on any platform. But look, thanks for letting me holler at you. And hope to hear back from you guys soon. Peace.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Let Me Holler at You. If you did, if you would be so kind to leave us a review on your favorite listening platform or hit us up in our DMs and let us know what you thought. We love to hear your feedback. You feel free to connect with us either at our website, www.lemmehollaatyou.com, and that's LemmeHollaAtYou.com. And we are at Let Me Holler at You Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And until next time, we'll holler. Peace. Kiss my clothes.